1942. We're dancing to an old Cole Porter tune. Stepping back in time, sweetheart, with you.
A Sydney woman who's turning 92 soon loves to talk about ice skating. Shirley Lydicka is well known at most of the arenas in the CBRM. She lost her eyesight when she was in her 50s, but she was not ready to hang up the skates. Lydicka says her passion for skating started at a young age.
Oh, I started skating when I was 9, 10 years old. I never had skates, but I had my brother's skates, and I put my shoes in them. And I skated up and down the sidewalk in front of where I lived. That's how I learned to skate. And then I started going to the old Sydney Forum, eh? For 10 cents on Saturday mornings from 10 to 12. And then eventually I got a little older, so I was allowed to go Saturday afternoon, and it was 20 cents. And then a little later, I got to go Saturday nights, and that was 20 cents. Well, I could see then. I had no problem then, you know. The only thing different girls were saying, how come you don't go over your ankles? But I didn't tell them I had shoes and my skates.
Lydicka says the neighborhood looked different back then in downtown Sydney when she found her love of ice skating.
Well, it felt real good to me, you know, that I learned to skate on the sidewalk in front of our place where we lived. We lived on the corner of Townsend and George. You know where that is?
Yes.
And it was a big block there, and Brooke's store was underneath us. Remember that, Brooke's store? You would remember.
No, I don't.
No, you probably are too young.
Lydicka says she was eventually gifted her own pair of skates. Life got busy, but she kept gliding along.
And then when I was 13, my brother bought me a pair of racers. And I wore them for years. Then after I got married, I got a new pair. But that was later on, you know. But I skated as much as I could after I got married because I worked and then I had two children.
Lydicka says she lost her eyesight when she was in her 50s and she took a break until one day it was time to get back to what she enjoyed the most.
Then when I had to leave work and when I lost my sight and that, I was off for 5 years. Then I decided I'm going back. I'm going to skate. I'm going to go down. I said to Rich, my husband, I'm going down the rink tonight. He said, you can't go down there. I said, well, I'll tell you what, I'll find out when I go down. Skate is 7 days a week for over 29 years.
Lydicka says the others would guide her onto the ice and then skate with them for a few laps at the many rinks in the CBRM. One of those is her friend and my father, Bernie McCush.
I remember Shirley and everybody was in awe when they seen Shirley's skating. And if you want to skate with Shirley, there was kind of a lineup. Whoever skated with her was kind of a badge of honor. I skated with Shirley today. So it was the odd time I would sneak in there and she had this trust with the skaters that if you ask me to skate, I'm going because I'm not going to stand by the boards. Isn't that right, Shirley?
Yeah, right.
Lydicka recalls one gentleman who cracked a joke, not realizing she was blind.
Well, it didn't matter, really. Once I got there and got used to the rink and the people, you know, and I knew most of the voices. That's how I learned, you know. And then one fella had came and skated with me. I knew somebody different. I said, now, I'm blind. Well, that's all right, he said. I'm blind in one eye, can't see in the other. And we laughed and finished the band and all that, and he took me back. But then he came back later and apologized. See, he didn't know that I couldn't see. And when he said that, made that remark, you know, he came back and apologized and said, that's okay. Yeah. And tell you who it was, because I forget the name now. He was in Dominion anyway.
Lydicka says she only had a few accidents skating blind for about 3 decades.
When I lost the sight and when I went back skating, I fell 4 times.
Yeah.
Because somebody cut feet from under me, cut in too close and took me down, eh? No. As long as I didn't get hurt, I went back.
Lydica says as the years went on, fewer and fewer people were showing up for the skating sessions, but she remembers when it was difficult to make her way through the large crowds, especially this one close call after an on-ice collision.
I skated when there was 350 there and 450 at the rink, and I was in the middle of them and couldn't see. And one of the fellows that I skated with, when we were making the turn, he hit this lady. She had fell and she was just getting up, and he hit her and she went down. He let me go, and I'm going down the rink with 350 people there with my arms out for somebody to grab me, eh? But anyway, I went quite a piece, and then somebody did grab me, take me. I didn't know how I was going to make that turn. I knew I had to make another turn. But anyway, this fellow from New Waterford, and I can't remember his name, but he was skating with his daughter, and he let her go and picked me up.
Mm-hmm. Her late husband, Richard Dick Lydica, was well known in the sports community. He played for the Sydney Millionaires. Lydica says hockey players have a different rhythm on the ice, and it didn't work out as well as planned.
Well, he just didn't go for skating to a band, you know, the music and that, you know. No, he was a hockey player, and he just didn't bother with the skating. Yeah, but I skated a half a band with him, and I said, no, forget it, because all he was doing was jigging back and forth. He needed a stick, not an arm. He never ever bothered coming back.
Lydica says even though they didn't click when they were wearing ice skates, they did find other ways to stay active together, and that was dry land training.
After skating in the daytime, Rich and I walked. We'd walk for an hour and a half or two every day. Some days we were dropped off at the Mayflower Mall and we'd walk home.
Shirley said during the interview, it's important for people to move on regardless of challenges in life. She is well known at the guest home where she lives now and barely misses any of the activities for the residents throughout the week. For the Local Journalism Initiative, Bill McCush, Coast Radio News.
Step back in time with you. Oh, it feels so good, sweetheart, to step back in time with you.